Chef Lillian Kumick teaches cooking classes, hosts her own online cooking program, and most recently authored a new cookbook, Hawaii, a Vegan Paradise. This native of Australia has been in the food industry for over 30 years, spending the bulk of her career in Sendai, Japan, before moving to Hawaii in 2018. Kumick naturally gravitated to the food scene and started tweaking recipes to add her own unique spin to local favorites like Spam Musubi and the Loco Moco. She recently sat down with another Lillian, our producer Lillian Song, to talk about her new project.
This book is more than just a cookbook. It is a guide for anyone who's interested in starting a plant-based diet or just incorporating even more plant-based food into your daily meals. So I am very fascinated by how I can veganize recipes. When I'm creating a recipe, it starts from looking at a picture of the original. So when I look at an original Spam Musubi made with meat, I can immediately in my mind concoct something that I think will work, and that's how my mind works. So in the case of the Spam Musubi, I see tofu. Tofu is a great source of protein, very accessible, very inexpensive, available anywhere on the planet, and happens to be good for you. So that was one of the easier ones. The Loco Moco, which is the star of the book, I think, and is on the actual cover of Hawaii, a Vegan Paradise, is made with a vegan sunny side up egg. Now this one really literally blows people away, and they're like, no way, this can't be vegan. Every time I post, you know, something like that on my social media, people are just so curious and want to know what it's about. So the vegan egg is actually, the yolk is made from kabocha, which is a Japanese pumpkin, and the egg white is actually made from rice flour. And if you look at the picture of that, it's incredible how far we've come with vegan food. So my process of creating vegan food is really looking at the, you know, say a Loco Moco. I know I can veganize an egg. The patty is easy. I did a red bean patty, simple white rice, and then a gorgeous thick mushroom gravy. One of my favorite recipes in the book, and I think one that is just easy to make, but looks fantastic, tastes good.
Wow, you got me flipping back. I'm like, if you didn't tell me that was a vegan egg, just the eyes, the mind is like, that's an egg.
I have to tell you about eggs. When it comes to making vegan eggs, there's this magic ingredient called kala namak, which is a black salt. And it's very deceiving in the sense that it's actually not black in color. It's a light pink hue. And because of its high sulfur content, it makes food taste, not only taste, but also smell like eggs.
Yes. What do you call that again?
It's called kala namak. It's spelled K-A-L-A-N-A-M-A-K. Kala namak, it's commonly used in Indian cooking, I believe. You can get it here in Hawaii as well or online. It literally turns a tofu scramble into a scramble egg. You wouldn't know the difference almost, because it's also got the smell factor, which is very hard to get into vegan food.
How interesting.
It's crazy. I recommend anyone who is interested in making vegan-style egg dishes to check it out. You're going to be blown away by how eggy this makes food taste. It's crazy. Another beautiful dish in the book that you'll find is vegan ahi. I actually use bell peppers, roasted red bell peppers, for a vegan ahi curry sushi that's in the book. And it's amazing. I teach cooking classes as well, and my students, they love it. So stuff like that that is people really wouldn't think about. Again, this book is just, you can just leave it on a coffee table and, you know, have people over and let them flip through. And it's such an amazing conversational piece.
My mind is still trying to process this. You're saying that for the ahi, you actually use a red bell pepper?
I think you will be very, very surprised at how similar. Roasted red bell pepper, skin peeled. You roast it in the oven basically until it blisters, remove the skin, spray a little bit of soy sauce or liquid aminos on it, and that just, you can just use it as a sushi topping or a sushi filling. Visually, if you look at the picture in the book, visually, you would not tell the difference. It looks so much like a piece of fish. It's going to blow you away.
I'm sure you must have had a lot of trial and error, but how did you decide that these would be in your book?
Well, I knew that the publishing company, Mutual Publishing, were looking for someone who could showcase Hawaiian food. So I had to start there. And because I'm not an expert on Hawaiian food, I did have to do my research. Luckily, I happen to be half Fijian. My mother is Fijian. So while I was growing up in Australia, I mean, I ate Fijian food all the time, which most people know is Polynesian food, and therefore very similar to the Hawaiian flavors and ingredients. So I was lucky in the sense that I had a, you know, I had an idea of what things are supposed to taste and look like, and I was familiar with a lot of the dishes. So that wasn't too difficult, but I did spend a lot of hours in my kitchen. My husband is the main taste tester, but I did get some friends to try, and, you know, they gave me a lot of feedback. They were amazing, and I'm so grateful that I was able to get the recipes to the point where I was happy to put them into a book. And once the recipes were down, then it was just about filling in the chapters and the introduction. I guide you through what veganism is, why people choose to go vegan, the types of vegans, getting started on a plant-based diet, how to read labels and look out for red flag ingredients, how to stock your new vegan pantry, essential cooking tools. It was a long process writing the book. It took me about 8 months to write, and probably I spent 8 of those months mostly in my kitchen.
You mentioned red flag ingredients. Can you give me an example?
Well, the most common one that really people do have to look out for that can creep into their food unexpectedly is gelatin. Gelatin is made from collagen, taken from basically animal body parts, and it's often used as like a thickening agent in processed foods. I do have to stress, this book, Hawaii, A Vegan Paradise, it's for people who are 8 or 80, vegan or not. It's for, you know, the kitchen newbie, the trained professional or novice chef or five-star chef. It doesn't really matter. I've always tried to keep that casual feel that, you know, anybody can make these recipes, and above all, that everybody is welcome, vegan or not. So when I, you know, guide you through all the ins and outs of the vegan lifestyle, whether you're vegan or not, you are going to get something out of it, because once you start reading labels, which is my advice to any person who buys food and does the shopping in their household, is to take a look sometimes at the label and see what's actually in it. If there's more than 10 things in something or ingredients that you can't pronounce or don't know what they are, put it down. Don't buy it.
Can you share one of your favorite tips?
Yeah, in the book you'll find so many tips and tricks about how little things, like when you make a pasta, you always keep the pasta water that the pasta was cooked in and add that at the end when you're mixing the noodles through the sauce. It helps loosen the pasta, stuff like that. There's tips throughout the book, like the tofu 101 section. People don't like tofu because they're not preparing it the right way. You can turn tofu into the most delicious thing just by freezing it. Tofu is just a waterlogged, you know, block of soy bean curd. And contrary to what people think, it doesn't soak up flavors because it's so waterlogged. You have to get that water out by draining it. And when you freeze tofu, it actually changes the texture of it and makes it more airy so that sauces can soak up into that tofu. So there's stuff like that that are really, I think, going to help people out when they're cooking and make their food taste better. And I do sneak things in, like there's a dish, buttered scallops. I also have my own recipe in there for butter, can you believe? People don't make their own butter. I also have a vegan mayonnaise recipe in there that's just so much better than what you'll find in a store. And again, going back to reading labels, when there's so many ingredients written on the label, sometimes it's better just to make your own from scratch. You know what you're putting into your body. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to make you look better. And above all, you know, health is very important for any person. So this book is, yeah, really going to shatter the notion that vegan food is boring while delving into the ins and outs of how to how to make it work and how to go about it.
That was Chef Lillian Kumik, who has veganized local dishes like Spam Musubi and Lokomoko. Her new book, Hawaii, A Vegan Paradise, is a colorful collection of over 120 plant-based recipes, including homemade vegan butter, cauliflower buffalo wings, a king choiter, oyster chowder. The book is out this month, available at mutualpublishing.com. We'll have links on the conversation page.